Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome back to the, well, I don't even know if I should say welcome back, because this is the last and final episode of Diary of a Mad Black Man. The song that you are now hearing in the background is called Pray. It's by Max Million, featuring Lottie. I just want you guys to hear the words of this song real quick, because it so relates to my life, and I need y'all to tune in real quick. So just vibe out with me.
I'm in a world so alone, and my heart so cold. I'd have been to reserve while my girl on the phone. I done cheated again, and best believe she don't know. Mama screaming my name, cause I'm the one that she owe. I'm out the house again, my wallet feeling slim. I need a place to stay, but I ain't got no friends. I called my best of kin, he never was answering. I tried to say my prayer, but I've been doubting him. I need to pray, every day, pray.
Anyway,
pray, when I'm low, pray.
All right, y'all. Let's get into this episode today. This final diary entry, this last episode for the podcast for Diary of a Mad Black Man. First, I want to start off by saying that if you're listening to this, if you can hear the sound of my voice, wherever you found this at, on whatever platform, I just want to thank you for taking time out of your day, out of your life, to hear my story, to hear my message. My goal here in ending this podcast is to end as best as possible, but to also end with a message of hope, a message of inspiration, a message of encouragement for those who may be dealing with mental health and wellness challenges. Over the past 3 years doing this podcast, it has been a eye-opening, life-altering experience. Who I am today is partially because of this podcast that I created starting in October of 2019. Over the course of me doing this podcast, a lot of my missions and goals and what I wanted to do with it changed, because when I first started, I didn't know anything about podcasting. I didn't know about the industry. I didn't know about downloads, numbers, plays, monetization, sponsorships, or anything that I know now. Pretty much all the knowledge I have now is I didn't have when I first began. When I first pushed record and published that first episode back in October of 2019. Through the years, I've found myself still feeling exactly how I felt the day I pushed record. Yet something else that is still there is part of the reason why I did push record, which was because I knew and I felt and I believed that my story could change somebody's life. It could help someone continue to live, to push through whatever it is that they're dealing with, what they may be facing in their life whenever they find my podcast, whatever episode you happen to stumble upon. I now realize that after 150 plus episodes that most people, I find it very rare that I meet somebody. Like, I still to this day haven't met somebody at this stage of the podcast that has said that they have listened to each and every single episode that they have followed. Curating this audience and becoming a creative and understanding the power of my creativity was a journey that really got started towards the middle of my podcast. I would say around season 3, towards the end of season 2, around the time that I was sponsored by Can of Comforts. I want to give them a big shout out, because that sponsorship, the energy that I had from that sponsorship through being able to monetize what I was doing, was the spark that ignited this drive, this vision to keep going and to keep building and to keep sharing my story. The fact that I had a company that had reached out to me, that was paying me to talk about not only their business, but was paying me to continue to podcast, to advertise about their business. The fact that I brought them business, the fact that people started to shop with this company, let me know that there is room to be independent in the podcast space. There is money to be made in the podcast space. And the podcast space is an industry that I am a part of and that I can thrive in. This is a industry that I know I can create generational wealth in. I can become a millionaire podcaster. That is something that I believe is possible. Hold up, y'all. We need a brief intermission real quick.
Money flips. Yeah, I can make the money quick. 100 bands to a bundle grip. Blue bills and they too crisp.
All right, y'all. Yo. Okay. So what's up, y'all? Y'all know who it is. It's the voice of the sound of the podcast you are now tuned into. But I had to really just like go back and listen to this episode before I put it out. So I want to let you guys know, as you're listening throughout this episode, there are certain points where we're going to have intermissions. In fact, there are six. But these are also going to be the points where I go a little bit deeper into what it is I'm saying. I give you guys a little bit more insight, because when I first originally recorded this episode, and how I did all my episodes, I just record, get my thoughts off my chest, and then it was just over and done with. But one of the things that I'm doing now as I transition into my new podcast is I'm being more strategic, more intentional, and I'm being more mindful of how I say things. So, actually, first of all, let's cut this music real quick. I have to let Monica, Canna Comfort, and everybody behind that team, behind that sponsorship know, and I need everybody who ever listened to this episode to know that these people, Monica, you are one of the reasons why I'm still alive. I know that had we not have connected, I don't think I would have had the motivation and the encouragement and the drive to keep going in this business, me and a podcaster, had we not have met. And it's bigger than the sponsorship. So much bigger, so much deeper than this sponsorship, so much bigger than the money I had. In fact, what I gained from Monica, from her support, from who she is, changed my life. Monica, if you're listening to this, I hope you are. I want you to know that you have touched my life in such a positive and uplifting way and just encouraged me to continue what it is that I'm doing. The only way that I feel like I could truly thank you is just to continue to live, continue to heal, and continue to be me. And for those of y'all that don't know, Monica is a white woman. And one of the moments that I had with her in understanding who she is as a person is we had like a 3-hour conversation just over the phone. I want to say it was after our first episode, where she was very honest and very transparent. This is during the pandemic, and you know, a lot of racial tension and things were going on. But man, and I'm not even going to share a lot of like what we discussed, but Monica, I just want to let you know, it was also in that moment that I knew you were a real one. You are definitely somebody who I want to have a part of my life, somebody that I can call, I can help with. In fact, you've given me resources. When I started the Black Podcast Club, you connected me with other people. So I just want you to know that even though this podcast is coming to an end, even though I may not have actually spoken to you or reached out to you in a while, you have made an impact on my life that is so powerful, so deep, so loving, so uplifting, and so encouraging and motivating for me. Like, these are just, I don't even know if that makes sense, but these are the words that come to mind, because who you are as a person, just what you have done, the honesty and vulnerability that you share with me, it lets me know that there are people out there who will love and support me and encourage me and help me along the way. And they don't necessarily look like me, and they may be some more white people, you know what I'm saying? And I know that there's a lot of tension, you know, in the Black community, where there are some people who don't feel the way I feel about white people, which I understand how some people may view white people, how they don't like them. But I don't even want to make this about a race thing. I'm just highlighting that to also say that I just appreciate you for showing your humanity to me, for showing me that you are human, that I am human, and that there are other human beings out there on the face of this earth that understand that and will love you and support you for who you are. Because at the end of the day, you are another human being experiencing this thing called life just like me, and you understand what it's like to go through life, and you're honest, you're vulnerable, your transparency with me has forever changed me in a positive way. So I could go and probably start a whole other episode talking about you, but I just want to thank you for your love, for your support, for what you've done for me in the podcast space and encouraging me to be who I am. So as I move forward in this journey, know that you are a part of my motivation to get to the bag, to get to this money, and to continue to grow, and to also reach back and help other people. So let's get back to the episode now, y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Blue bills and they too crisp.
One of the reasons why this podcast is coming to an end, I didn't want to monetize my mental health and wellness challenges. I found it difficult to try to make money based on the trauma that I have been through and the mental health and wellness and challenges that I've been through, because this is real. Like, this is really my life. This is really the things that I have been through. And one of the things I also know is that this message of healing, of going to therapy, of raising awareness around mental health in the landscape that we're currently in, and the things that I see from other mental health advocates that are out there in the field that are sharing their story, it's not cute and pretty. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, I find that a lot of the people that are really leading the movement to talk about mental health and wellness and challenges are people that are not necessarily facing the challenges that I face with finding therapy, with, you know, financial instability, with instability in housing. You know, these are all things that compound the mental health and wellness challenges that I have. You know, a lot of times, you know, and I'm still a huge advocate for therapy. Go see a therapist, go talk to somebody. But I'm also going to tell you that that is some of the most difficult shit that I've ever tried to do and maintain, especially since I've been uninsured and have heavily relied on nonprofit organizations, the support of friends that I know now that were therapists. And it's something that I just need to move on from. I feel like this chapter of my life is coming to an end, and it's time to move on. Now, something else that I've also realized that are two main factors in my life that have nothing to do with the podcast, that just are factors that I've been experiencing really since I quit teaching, like the year before I started this podcast. And those two things are financial instability and instability in housing. I've been at risk for being homeless over the past 4 years. The risk, the possibility, the fact that I did end up homeless, the fact that I did end up in situations where I had nowhere to go, nowhere to turn to, partially because in those times, you know, I felt that there weren't people that I could reach out to. I didn't feel comfortable reaching out to people that I feel that I could have. And at the end of the day, there's not many people that I could call right now, even still to this day, and say, hey, I need somewhere to live for the next 3 to 6 months. Can that be with you? If I really had to make that decision, there's only really one person I could think of, and that's the person I'm probably about to move in with. It's a really good friend of mine, and he offered that to me, and I don't even think I asked him to live with him. It was just me sharing, being transparent with him with what it is I was dealing with. He was like, well, I got a couch. You know, you come stay at my house. I ain't gonna let you be out here homeless type stuff. So I'm grateful for that, but at the same time, who wants to go live on somebody's couch? Who wants to go and live with somebody knowing that I clearly am not like, I can't necessarily even commit to paying half his bills, paying X amount of bills, because the money I'm making, it is good money for the most part with what I've been doing with adult content, but it's definitely not enough to put a roof over my head and pay all my bills every month. And I found that even in trying to do that at a greater rate than I was, and trying to take it more serious and understand the landscape that I'm in, it's another industry, another learning curve that I have to deal with. And that's a conversation I'm going to save for the other podcast, because that's not where I want to go right now. But I can say that since I last had, like right now, I currently have my own apartment. The last time I had this was when I quit teaching, and I ended up living with four people since that time up until this point. I haven't lived by myself up until May of this year, 2022. And even that decision to get my own apartment was not a decision that I sat down and planned. I found out on April the 8th, 2022, that I had to vacate my apartment, vacate my room, my townhouse that I was living in and renting in and had roommates with, by the end of that month, because the owner of the townhouse decided to sell the townhouse we were living in. I was also under the impression, I had a conversation with my roommate back in December, and she said, you know, I'm going to renew the lease at least through the end of December next year, because she wasn't ready to move either. She was comfortable with where we were. So in my mind, I moved into this year, move into, you know, everything that I was doing with content creation, understanding my budgets for that year, understanding what I was going to do with this year, understanding how I was going to be super focused on going to work, stacking this money, like I'm not touching this money, this money's for this, you know, it was the perfect formula to build financial freedom throughout this entire year. And it's unfortunate that 4 months in, that opportunity was pretty much dissolved, like completely. It pretty much was just snatched away because now I have to find my own place. And at that time, I mean, with the housing market in Atlanta, like it literally got down to 3 days. It was like April the 24th, 25th, something like that. That I'm calling these places that I've applied to, just following up with them, trying to stay in contact with them. The one that I currently live in finally answered, finally got back to me and said, yes, you're approved. You can move in. We have the apartment. It's ready and it's available by that Friday, which is like the 28th or 29th or something like that. Also, again, like finding an apartment that was a little bit more affordable, possibly finding a roommate, possibly finding a different location to live at, and then, you know, potentially getting a car. Those were all things that I just simply did not have the time to figure out, because right before I found out, I had already booked and planned a trip to Texas, a content creator trip, by the way. But I already had things set in forth to do that, and I didn't want to just like forego like canceling all that money and or canceling the trip and losing money, you know what I'm saying? So I still went on the trip because I was like, damn, I'm really finna need this money with this content now, so let me go down here and get it in, you know how I'm supposed to. But like I said, it's been one hell of a journey to get to this point. And I do want to share a couple more things with you guys before I close out this episode. And I do want to go ahead and give a trigger warning, and I'm very conscious of that because it's something I haven't been very conscious of throughout the duration of this podcast. I always say I want to do a trigger warning and you know, kind of prepare people for what's to come. But I think my podcast in and of itself is self-explanatory. But the reason why I'm saying that right now is because this is something I have never shared with anybody. Like, I don't, like, outside of the person I interviewed yesterday for the new podcast, that was, I believe, the first time that I've ever shared this with somebody, which is the last time that I attempted to take my own life. It was in December of 2018. I had secured housing in Miami, Florida, and I had moved there. And a part of me moving there was, again, to escape Atlanta, to escape the environment I was in, to start a new life, because I felt that I didn't have people that was really there for me. Now, y'all know we got to have an intermission before we go deep into this. But we're just going to vibe out to this song off Maximilian's latest EP called Someday. Some days I want to hide. Some days I want to cry. Some days I want to channel depression to suicide. Someday I'll be okay. Someday we'll soon arrive. Someday I'll figure out being present is when I thrive. Someday. Yeah. Yeah. Someday. Yeah, so literally, like, I don't know if Max, if I was ever been able to really communicate to you, like, how much your music just keeps me living, bro, but, like, the shit you be saying on in your music is just, like, so powerful. But anyway, so to everybody that's listening to this, I chose to take this part out simply because I just don't want to tell verbatim exactly what I did, how it happened, and all that stuff. Although I'm not ashamed of it, I don't feel guilty about it. I'm just in such a different space, and this is the last episode. This is like the legacy of my life. Like, this is kind of a big fucking deal that I'm like ending this podcast and moving on to other things. So I do just want to say that my last attempt, as you guys just heard, was in December 18th of 2018. This was a month after I quit teaching. So when I talk about, you know, how difficult things were for me from that point moving forward in my life, and how just devastated I was that I had to leave my job and quit my, like, I had to quit my job in the way that I did. Like, it was something that, again, almost 3 years, 4 years later, I'm still dealing with. I'm still recovering from. So I just want to also take a moment to say that to anybody out there who may be suffering or dealing with thoughts of suicide, thoughts of not wanting to be here, feeling hopeless and helpless, I just want to go ahead and say to you that that's okay. And you have a right to feel how you feel, But my words of encouragement to you would be this. Figure out what it is that you want to change in your life. Because I found that a lot of times it's not that I didn't want to be here. It's that my life circumstances and things that I'm currently dealing with is really what I'm escaping, really what I'm running from. So and I would encourage you to figure out your why. I would also encourage you to try to figure out something that you can do and focus on. Don't try to change everything at once. Don't try to make it seem like this is something that you have to have it all figured out today, because I'm going to just also be honest and transparent and say this. Thoughts have come back over the past couple months of my life. I've been really dealing with it, with everything that's going on in my life currently. I still have these thoughts almost on a daily basis. I'm not on my medication no more. Things are just kind of evolving as the seasons are changing, but I'm adjusting. I'm really sitting still. I'm not trying to pressure myself to run out and try to fix everything, to go get a job that's going to make me even more stressed out and just hate life even more. You know what I'm saying? So it's a process, but I just want to conclude with this and get back into the episode by saying that people go through shit in life, and we have to allow them the space to really begin to express what that is, begin to share what that is, because a lot of times people are committing suicide and taking themselves out of here because they don't have anybody to talk to, and there's not a lot of people that are able to sit and hear and feel that stuff. So again, I don't have all the answers. I don't know everything that we should be doing, shouldn't be doing, but I do want to say that suicide is not the answer. I'm very happy to be at this stage of life still, since that point, because when I tell y'all I was going to take myself up out this bad boy, I was finna go. Just thankful to be alive, happy to be here, and we're finna get back to the episode now. So
thought that I should tell you in advance that I've been falling. I've been praying that I could love me again. Someday I'll love me again. Yeah, someday.
This is my diary. These are pieces of my life, my real life lived experiences. Yes, there are episodes on this podcast where I have guests, where I talk about a variety of topics, where I've talked about other things and just different things that I've experienced that don't necessarily specifically focus around mental health. But this all was done for survival. I wanted to do this podcast. I continue to do this podcast because at one point in doing this podcast, I had nothing else going on in my life. If I had not have started this podcast in October 2019, I wouldn't have had anything to do during the pandemic. And I'm gonna just be 100% honest and say that had I not have met the therapist that counseled me throughout the pandemic, I would not have survived.
Yeah, we definitely gotta have an intermission real quick.
And this one's not gonna be too long. I'm gonna just get straight to it. So listening back to this episode, I had an epiphany, like, yo, which I knew this, I knew it, I felt it, I've experienced, I think we all know this, but yo, I literally stopped and I was like, I have PTSD from the pandemic. That was some real ass shit I went through during the pandemic, as the entire fucking world did. So ultimately, to give you guys a little insight into what I took out of this, y'all can go check out season 4, episodes 90 through 100. I was actually podcasting during that time. I have a lot of episodes that I recorded during that time. A lot of them never saw the light of day. A lot of them will never see the light of day. A lot of them are just times where I was just literally getting on my computer and just recording myself, just talking, getting things out. And man, I really went through some dark times during that whole era during the pandemic. And I'm just happy that I made it out to the other side. But I also want to say that in this episode, the part that I took out, like, I started crying, I had to take a break. It was just too fucking much. And I was like, yeah, we not all the way healed from that. And I just didn't want to put that part out. So that's really it. We're going to get right back into the show right now.
All right, and I'm back.
So I'm just going to pick it up from here and start by saying this and bringing this episode to an end. The thoughts are still there. The thoughts have never really left completely. There have been periods of time over the past couple years where I would go weeks, months. In fact, the beginning of this year was the first. I mean, from January, February, March, even up till April, May, and June were the first. Like, that was the first, like, consistent 6 months of the past 3-4 years of my life that I really didn't feel or have intrusive thoughts. I really wasn't depressed. I felt that I had new opportunities in my life. I felt that I had new stability in my life. And I know that all of that had a part to play in it. And I was on my medication regularly. I was trying to work out, eat regularly, even though it wasn't as regular as I would have liked it to be. But I was doing the things that I felt I needed to do and that were necessary to maintain good health and wellness. A part of that was also my decision to actually start doing adult entertainment, because when I started doing that, I got a taste of what it's like to be a true entrepreneur, to really work for myself and not have anybody else say or dictate how I'm going to make my money. And I was working at a job. I was working at Fox Bros. And I really didn't like it from the beginning. It was never meant to be my bread and butter. It was never meant to be a job that I was going to work full time to pay my bills. I got the job as a way to make additional money on the side. And this was before I started doing content, right? Because in 2021, I was the business project manager. And then I found out that I could get this other serving job from another friend. And it just so happened the same exact week that I got hired at Fox Bros, the lady at Wadada, the owner, really started to fucking trip with me, really just did some wild ass fucked up shit. And it really fucked with me, because this was somebody who I had really grown to admire, grown to appreciate, grown to try to understand. You know, we even had a conversation one time about how, you know, black women who are business leaders, how they're often viewed as bitches and arrogant. And she was explaining to me, you know, she was like, people don't understand what I go through or what we go through as business owners trying to grow our business and scale our business and what it takes and the energy that's required. And she got 4 kids, you know what I'm saying? So the small quirks and things about her that I didn't like, I looked past them because of the bigger mission that I felt that she was on, which was to really bring health and wellness to our people. But when she didn't have that energy for me, when she started to not give a fuck about whether I was eating or not, when she literally took the one of the best fucking opportunities of my fucking life in podcasting, which is she literally made me decide between going to speak at Podcast Movement or keeping that whack ass fucking job that she gave me. And guess what I did? I chose to follow my fucking dreams. I chose to go after what it is that I want in life. And I said, fuck this job. I am going to this conference. I'm going to go speak on that stage. And I'm going to go share my story, because God damn it, this shit is almost taking me out. And I know that this fucking job ain't going to last forever, because now that you're showing me your true colors, now I know really how I need to move in this world. And skin folk ain't all kinfolk, or however the fuck the saying goes. I'm getting a little angry just thinking about that situation. Let me move on from that. Because also, that led me to start working at Fox Bros full time, like really trying to work there, really starting to work a lot. And it was extremely fucking stressful. Extremely stressful working. I mean, anybody who's worked at a brand new restaurant that opens a new restaurant, you understand what is required, how things are not the same, the kind of mental energy you have to have to go and do your job day in, day out, and opening a new restaurant. And I literally, from that August, it's here on the podcast, I went into a depression. I went into a space that was all too familiar. And I'm actually thankful that, I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm thankful that my car wasn't working, because I probably would have definitely left Atlanta at some point. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where life would have been. So I truly believe that everything happens for a reason, right? But I also knew that this job, eventually, they didn't really fuck with me like that. Like, I was one of the first people to get wrote up. And after that, they just had it out for me. Like, they would just, you know, anybody who's been in a job who knows that their bosses and their management don't like them, you feel that shit. You feel that shit from the time you wake up in your own bed and think about how long it's going to be before you need to start getting ready for work. That shit is always in the back of your fucking mind. You have to live with that shit. And it really came to a head that I was able to confirm it when they sent me home. I like to say the motherfuckers fired me, but if you ask them, they're going to say that I was never officially fired or whatever the fuck they want to say. But when your manager tells you to go ahead, clock out, go home, and if the decision was up to him, he would suggest that I start looking for another job. Knowing that this was one of the managers that I didn't really think like really had an issue with me, knowing that the other manager that was going to have that, the other manager he was referring to that he had to talk to, knowing for a fact that he didn't like me, that he didn't fuck with me, fucked with my head. Because at that point, I was like, I'm out of a job right now. Like, I know these motherfuckers are going to fire me. And then guess what they fired me for? For being late. Do you not know that every fucking person on the fucking staff was late on the regular fucking basis? And I was one of the only fucking people that was reprimanded for that shit? And it was in that decision. This is December of 2021. It was in that decision that I said, yo, I have really got to start to push to do something for myself, because trying to work these jobs after the pandemic, just the state of the world, like I was really like, I got to do something. And that's why I leaned into adult entertainment that I did. That's why I started showing my face. That's why I started to really try to build a following. That's why I started putting the energy behind what I was doing, because I knew that, was this something that I would have necessarily chose as my first choice thing that I want to do? No. But was this an opportunity that fell into my lap that I saw that I could utilize, that I can grow with, that I can eventually build some sustainable income to be able to maintain my own lifestyle? Yes. So I fucking did it. I started to do more of it. I started to show my face. I started to really just tap into this industry. And lo and behold, you know, as my, you know, status grew, as my following grew, it eventually got to the point to where I'm making over $1,000 a month. I was cool with that because it was, you know, I don't even think my biggest month up to this date at this point was like $2,500, $3,000 in one solid month on the side. Fortunately, that was the month that I had to move into my apartment. Fortunately, you know, it was something that I did create and I started doing, because why? I got fired in June. I got fired because I was doing things that I shouldn't have been doing on the job. And I do regret doing those things. However, the fact that they fired me out of everybody on staff, the fact that they fired me, knowing that they sent out a company-wide memorandum stating that they knew what was going on in the business, but they fired me, let me know that they been had it out for me. They been wasn't fucking with me. And I knew that. It is what it is. Y'all don't really like me like that. Y'all know. And then even in the meeting that they had where they fired me, he was like, all the conflict that you've had with all the people here, yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that I had smoked a blunt and I was high as fuck in that meeting, because what I really wanted to say to him was, first of all, fuck you. Because at the end of the day, there have been times where I have reached out to you fucking directly as the head of HR and told you about the motherfucking bullshit I'm dealing with here. Told you how managers are cussing me the fuck out. Got up in my face and said, what the fuck you looking at? What you gonna do about it type shit? Like, really walked up on me like, yeah, we finna box type shit. And that motherfucker still back here cooking? Let me cut the music. So real quick, I got really angry and pissed off recording this episode. Like, this was a really fucking emotional roller coaster I went on to conclude this episode. But one of the things I do want to state that it's very healthy to get things out. But I'm also learning that you have to be very careful in how you get things out. Everything's not meant for the public. Everything's not meant for everybody's consumption. However, I do want to be very clear when I talk about this job that I just left, because I did go to HR on several different occasions about several different issues that people literally violated my rights as an employee, like violated me as a person, like cussed me out. I literally, there was a witch hunt out for me at one point. I did go to HR about that because I found this out from another coworker that a manager told them, like, yeah, there's a witch hunt out for Blake. You might want to be careful. We're trying to get rid of him type shit. Like, witnessing other, like, the level of favoritism, witnessing other coworkers show up to work shit-faced, motherfucking drunk to work a double on a Saturday. They so motherfucking drunk, they literally sleep throughout the duration of the lunch shift, and then they're allowed to wake up and go to and work their night shift. And like, it was just a lot. So when I talk about how I was dealing with shit on this job, it's deep, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't talk about the mental anguish that people go through just to be on a job and be around people that you don't fucking like, and that you know they don't fucking like you. So I'm not gonna keep beating this horse because it's over and done with. But I just want to also be very clear and say that, was I wrong for what I did? Yeah, I was. But do I regret what I did? Absolutely not, because I had not have done it, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in now. So and yeah, let's just get back to the episode because we're moving on from this. This is some deep shit on here. And it's real. I've never lied about anything. I've always been extremely truthful and transparent because I never wanted to leave a legacy that was embedded in lies. So even down to the most recent episodes that I've done with my family members, the other times that I've had personal friends on the podcast, people that have known me on the podcast, some of these people understand what it is I'm talking about, what I'm dealing with, what I'm going through. But I also have to be honest and say that I'm still struggling. I still need help. Still need support. A lot of times, I don't know what that is. A lot of times, I don't know how I feel. A lot of times, I feel so broken and I just want somebody around. And I don't know how to directly say that. Like, I just need you to be here with me right now. And a lot of times, I want people to be there, but I don't want to be sitting around people in sadness all the time. I don't want people who know me I have the label. I've lost friendships behind my depression because some friends have told me that literally I do too much emotional dumping and they don't have the mental capacity to be my friend anymore. This was by somebody who I really looked at as like a fucking brother. Like, I've lived with this dude, and for him to say that, like, with all due respect, I can't do nothing but respect, because you got to protect your own mental health and wellness by any means necessary. So the fact that you needed to distance yourself from me, I have no issues with that against you at all. But my point that I'm trying to communicate here is that this shit has truly impacted my life in ways that I never fathomed. I never thought that it would get this bad. I never thought that it would be 4 years later since I left my teaching career, and I would still have some of those same fucking thoughts that I used to walk through that building with. That's not healthy. But what I have learned is that there's a difference between thoughts and plans and actions. I've reached a point in life to where I understand that I may have these thoughts for the rest of my life. There is a possibility that I will be dealing with this shit for the rest of my life. There is a strong possibility that I can continue to go through life and shit can get worse. You never know what's going to happen. Somebody in my family could pass away. A friend could pass away. I don't know. Like, I could end up in another situation like I'm in now, where I'm facing financial instability. I'm at risk of being homeless, and I really don't know who to turn to, even though I know that there are people there, even though I know I'm not necessarily going to be living on the street. But my options out of there are options that I'm going to have to make out of desperation. Who, like, this is not what I want for my life. However, my hope and what I pray for and what I sit and meditate on, and what I sit and I try to constantly say to myself in these moments where I feel these thoughts, is that this is not you. These are just thoughts. They're eventually going to leave you. You don't feel this way. You may think this, you may feel this, but what you're going to do right now is you're going to sit here in this bed, because what you're not going to do is you're not going to get up and do something stupid. What you're not going to do is you're not going to get up and frantically call somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning, because you don't want, I don't want to disrupt somebody else's life, even though I know I have people that I can call. But that's not a call that I want to give somebody. Because actually, it was very true. Somebody said this to me recently, and I'm very happy that they said it, which was, if you really wanted to kill yourself, you would. You wouldn't tell nobody. You wouldn't talk about it. You would execute it. So the fact that you're here, you're talking, it should be another moment for you to realize that you really don't want to do this. And a part of that helped. It really, really did. Because I was like, wow, that's so true. But it also kind of fueled the fire to understand that talking about my mental health, talking about what I'm going through, talking about how I'm really feeling, it's over with outside of a professional. It's over with outside of somebody who is obligated by law to maintain confidentiality. Because if you listen to any of the episodes on this podcast, even the last 10 episodes, if you go back to season 4, episodes 90 through 100, you'll understand that this ain't something that I'm just joking about. This ain't something that I'm just doing for podcast numbers and downloads. There's a reason why I'm ending this shit. Because in order to be a true mental health advocate, I really got to walk the walk. And a lot of what I do on this podcast has been just talking about it. And I'm at a stage in life where it's either like you either dive headfirst into something that's going to give you the financial stability so that way you're not out here facing homelessness, or you're going to constantly be sitting over here with this depression and shit. All right, y'all. What up? We got another brief intermission coming in here with your boy. And this is really going to be a trigger warning, especially for those who may be listening, tuned in, who know me personally, especially if you're listening to it in the days or weeks after this is published. I just want to be very clear that I'm not okay, but I am okay. I need help. I don't really know, like, what all that help is. There are times when I just really don't know, like, what the fuck is going on. And it is what it is. So that's really the message I want to communicate here, is that I am okay. But the rest of the episode is really going to speak to where I am currently. And yeah, that's it. So let's get back to the show. And now I find myself in an all too familiar place. Very similar to how it was when I quit teaching. Very similar to how it was when I first left my job at WDATA. Very similar to how my life has always been. These thoughts are still there. These thoughts of not wanting to live. These thoughts of hopelessness. These thoughts of that people are going to leave me one day. The thoughts that, you know, my friends, they're only my friends because they maybe feel obligated. The fact that we don't really get to hang with each other that often. You know what I'm saying? And these are all issues and things that I know I'm going to eventually be able to work out with my friends and people that I love and I consider my new family. But it's like, it's so hard to just really trust anybody, because I don't even really trust my own damn self, if I'm honest. So again, in an all too familiar space, I am very behind on some very serious bills. I'm gonna go ahead and just say, and be transparent, eviction is on the table. It very likely may happen. I'm praying that it don't. I'm praying that some of these other resources come through and help your boy out. But at this point, at this stage, I don't fucking know. And honestly, it's not that I don't care, but I can't. I cannot allow myself to dwell on my financial instability right now, because if I do, I'm going to go fucking batshit crazy. I've tried to go get another job at another restaurant, and what I quickly realized is a part of what made my which was a part of what made initially starting to work at Fox Bros so difficult, I am not cut out to work in a fast-paced environment right now in my life. The restaurant industry, being a server, working in a position of service in a restaurant is not something that I'm cut out to do right now. I don't have the mental capacity to deal with that shit. I don't have the mental capacity to deal with somebody with a fucking attitude. I don't have the mental capacity to deal with management that don't know what the fuck they're doing. I don't have the mental capacity to deal with unstructured environments and shit that's all over the place. Like, I just ain't got time for that. Not saying that I don't have the skills and expertise to get some shit together, because I've been a manager, I've been an AGM, I've run restaurants, I've run companies, I've done shit. I ran fucking classrooms for 3 fucking years, 4, 5, 6 years, 7 years, however long I was working with you. So I know I have the ability to do it. But right now, to go in somewhere and work for $10 an hour plus tips, or $2.15 plus tips, or wherever the fuck these restaurants are paying nowadays, it just ain't gonna cut it for me and my mental health and stability. It is very difficult for me to go and, like, for example, the shit I went through at Fox Bros, to sit up there and bite my fucking lip and let a motherfucker say and talk to me however the fuck they want to talk to me, because that's bullshit. I just survived a fucking pandemic, bitch. You will not speak to me any kind of motherfucking way in this, bitch. I don't give a fuck who you are. And that's the energy that I have. That's the energy I'm going to stand on. That's really directed towards Fox Bros, because them motherfuckers had me fucked up. But anyway, I'm going to move on from that as well, because my last and closing statement is going to be this. Well, my last final thought is really going to be this. There is hope. There is possibility. There's still opportunity. And if I ever get to the point to where I feel like I'm making plans, baby, I'm calling 988 or 911. Come get me now. And I'm very happy that I have the awareness and the ability to be able to say that confidently and know that, hell, there have been times where I have called the line already several times. You know, the one time I did last year, lady sat and talked me off the cliff, talked me down. I'm thinking, I was so afraid of calling the hotline, because I'm thinking they're going to lock me up in a hospital like they did to me down in Miami and treat me like I'm a fucking criminal because I'm sad and fucking depressed. A lot of people have done some fucked up shit to me along my journey of healing, from my administration at Anderson Elementary School, to the management at Fox Bros, to the owner of Wadada. Y'all didn't really care about my life.
Actually, we're going to do this intermission real quick. But I just want to say that I took this part out because I found myself really pointing the blame at these other institutions and places that I worked at. And that's not to say that that blame or that finger is not still being pointed at them. But the message that I want to really communicate to anybody that's listening, which is that we need to come up with solutions. If anything ever comes back to me about anything I've ever said on this podcast, especially because I drop names and stuff like that, like, one, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you want to call me, I'm not hard to find. If you want to have a conversation about it, we could definitely have a conversation about it. But I think that that conversation needs to be rooted in the energy towards a solution. Because I don't want people who have gone through things like me, I don't want people who have struggled with depression and suicide ideation to ever have to continuously choose between, am I going to pay this bill, or am I going to take care of my mental health? Am I going to risk my life and risk my mental health because I have bills to pay, or am I going to really have an opportunity to truly take care of myself? Something that I've never really had the opportunity to do, because one of the things you always have to do is you have to work. Like, you have to pay your bills, you have to live. This is America, this is where we live, this is what we do. So that's really all I wanted to say here. And yeah, in the next part of this episode is going to keep us going. So yeah, let's get to that.
But that's a whole conversation for another time, another day, because I'm not trying to go all the way there right now. But these are the experiences that I've had in working in professional environments and working in environments that I felt, you know, I had all my credentials and degrees and shit. These bitches didn't give a fuck about whether I was going home and trying to fucking blow my head off at night. These hoes only was giving a fuck about the bulletin boards in the fucking hallways. Y'all didn't really give a fuck about these kids. Because if you did, you would have supported me better as a teacher, as a young novice teacher trying to fucking ascend in this world. I literally told you bitches what I was dealing with. And for you, and for my AP, again, to look at me and have the audacity to let the words leave her mouth, the death of your grandmother is not a good enough excuse to miss all this work. Well, guess what, bitch? Then fuck this job. That's why I quit. It might have took me 2 months to get to that point, but that's because even when I came back and still tried to fight through that bullshit, I'm still walking in this bitch's face every day fucking smiling for these fucking kids. Because they need me. I'm not here for you, and I don't work for you, bitch. I'm certified by the state.
But it got to the point to where I felt like I was going to have to check that bitch how I'm talking right now. And this is not me. This is anger. This is emotion. And I got to get all this shit out of me before I can really move forward into that kind of environment to play the fucking politics and horse and pony shows that you bitches put on. I'm not finna go slave away for no $9 an hour and make somebody else a multi-fucking millionaire ever a fucking again in my life. Not doing it.
So I'm saying all that to say, I'm gonna continue to live this life however this shit unfolds. Whatever comes forward, I have my ideas for how I want to live. I have my plans for how I can make money, how I can establish this business for myself. I could take even what I've done as a content creator and with my new podcast to a new level and make some money and really build something. Other than that, I really can't think of nothing else because my main background is in teaching because, you know, I got my degrees, bachelor's in sociology and anthropology, a master's in international and intercultural education. Really not using them. Don't know how I even to use them in the future. I went back after I left teaching. I started back working in restaurants. It's the other industry that I knew how to do. I've been working in restaurants since I was 15 years old. But what else have I done? What else have I been able to experience? Outside of now being an adult content creator, an adult entertainer. It's given me a taste of freedom. It's given me a taste of what it's like to really work for yourself, to command your own shit, to be able to move in the world however the fuck it is you want to live. And let me just say this one last time. I believe we're in a space and an era where doing adult entertainment and creating adult content is not going to be as heavily stigmatized into the future. I feel like right now there's still a little bit of stigma around it, but if you'd have told me that gay people would be accepted today, like how they are 10 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. But let's also just conclude and say this. It's time to move on. It's time to no longer heal out loud. I can raise awareness. I can speak about it. I may even share some stories about the things that I've gone through in the past, but living out loud and healing out loud, well, I'll say healing out loud and constantly talking about the things that I talk about on this podcast and even how it started, like that's not what I'm trying to do no more. So I really got to learn to stand on my own 2 feet, 10 toes down in this shit. And I'm going to continue down this process. I'm also happy to be able to say in the last and final episode that I was able to get with a legitimate therapist again. Not saying any of the other ones were legitimate, but this is like in my state, like somebody I could go see on a regular basis. Like I have a new one by the grace of God. I'm happy that I am understanding that the people that I want to be there for me, the people that I want to answer my cries for help, are probably not going to be the people that I want them to be. However, it will be someone. I do have someone that I can call. I do have people that I can call. I do have people that I can call at 3 o'clock in the morning if I wake up and I start to feel some type of way. And maybe I do just feel some type of way. And maybe I don't want to call the hotline because I'm not trying to spend the next week in the hospital type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot that comes with managing my mental health and wellness. And I'm happy that I've done this podcast and I've shared parts of my story. I believe I've shared enough of my story to understand that this story is not ending here, that this is not the end of my healing journey. It's not the end of my life. It's not the end of anything. It's really just the closing of a chapter. So with that being said, I feel a lot better that I've expressed the things on this podcast, on this episode, in this very last diary entry that I've expressed. I'm also very happy to be able to say that moving forward, I'm going to start to lean on my resources, lean on my community, lean on my tribe more, because clearly, like I said, it's not going to be the ones who I want it to be. But one of the things my therapist has already told me, you don't tell people you need help, how are you going to expect them to support you? How are you going to expect them to be there for you? With that being said, I definitely need to go pray right now after this episode. I will be on IG Live. You're just gonna have to find me on Instagram, Diary of a Mad Black Man, to find that out. It's probably gonna be, let me look at my calendar. It will most likely be either the week, it's probably gonna be the weekend of October the 1st. So that Saturday is October the 1st. That Sunday, I might do it that Friday, I might do it that Thursday, the 29th. I'm not sure. It's a week from now, it's the 29th. So I'm gonna spend the next week really preparing for the end of this podcast, for the publications I'm going to do, like the social media and marketing and things that I'm going to put out about it. And really just try to bring things to an end on the social media tip and kind of express that. But I do want to do an IG live on Facebook and Instagram to kind of have people answer questions, ask me questions, kind of just connect with me again at that point in time. Any new things that I have going, people want the links and resource to that, I'll send it to you. But we're going to go ahead and just let Maximilian wrap up Diary of a Mad Black Man. He's really dope. He was on the podcast. I can't remember the exact title and episode number right now, but it's in the title. So if y'all want to hear that, go check that out. And I appreciate y'all. I love y'all for listening and tuning in, especially if you rocked with me through this episode. This was a deep one. So I might send you some Chick-fil-A money or something if you say you listen to this, and it will really make my day if you told me you did and tell me how it inspired you or motivated you or encouraged you. But other than that, we out.